A Time for Hope. I'm fairly certain I'm not alone when I say Christmas is my favorite time of year. What many don't typically realize, though, is behind those eggnog lattes, decorative wrapping paper, and twinkling lights, many are struggling. What is celebrated as the most wonderful time does not always feel wonder-filled. As our calendars fill and our bank accounts empty, we can find ourselves overwhelmed with emotions sometimes hard to control. As we watch our favorite childhood movies or try to find the recipe for our favorite cookie, our hearts ache over the memory of someone not celebrating with us. As we watch friends partake in activities with their families, we mourn over the dream we wish was our reality. The holiday season is often associated with joy and wonder, which leaves those of us feeling opposite emotions, questioning our sanity. If this is you, you're not alone. Let us not forget, though, even in spite of the emotions, there is hope. There is peace. There is joy. When your hearts lean more toward pain and despair, take time to focus your mind on the promise found in the season, the true reason for the season. Just as the Messiah was longed for, you may be longing. Just as his arrival was anticipated, you may be anticipating the arrival of something, something to bring you comfort and security. I hope you find comfort in remembering the arrival of a Savior is not something you need to anticipate. He has already arrived. Unlike the wise men who searched for good news, your good news is never far away. Just as Elizabeth's unborn child leapt within her womb at the news of the first holiday season, you too can leap for joy, knowing Jesus is where we find hope. He is our joy, and with him, we have peace. No matter the season you're in, remember where your joy comes from, in whose plan you can have peace, and just as Matthew 12:21 states, in his name will be the hope of all the world. We'll be right back.